Het Beis Hatzmona, Seif Kuf Gimel, Bakbuk Termus, to go and put water into a termus. Mutter Losses Beshabbos Maim Roistrim Natech Bakbuk Termus, the aim is that Mishum is Hatzmona. There's no problem from Hatzmona if a person goes and puts water from a Keli Rishon on Shabbos into a thermos. Why? Because a thermos is considered not a keli, which is you're doing hatzmona to it. What are you doing? You're only putting it in a normal kli. It's not considered hatzmona. A thermos is not considered did hatzmona. Also, another thing is if a thermos has got different keli sheni, there's no hatzmona in a keli sheni. So there's no problem on Shabbos from putting water from the fire into a thermos, because a thermos is considered a keli sheni, and there's no problem to do that. Seif Kuf Dalet. Backbook ham, if you got a hot water bottle. And listen, my ham in the tech backbook gummy. Ham you at the chimney, my goof, and listen, it's a backbook as a tech, a meter tech as a kissosois. Kuitem shoyla chlishon, a matarak. You do it for two reasons. Lachame mes a meter, the gamlishma al choma backbook. How is that mutter? Even if a person wants to put in a hot water bottle in his bed, even though you want to make sure it's you're saving the heat from the water, or you want to go make your bed hot, no difference. Since it is a keli sheni, there's no reason to go and say there's no hatmana with a keli sheni. Ain is hatmana be keli sheni, therefore you're allowed to go and put it in, when you put it into the book, it's considered a keli sheni, and you're allowed to do that, such a thing, hatmana on Shabbos.
Yom Chofei Cheshvan. Perek Beis Bishul Seif Kuf Zayin Kuf Vov. We're discussing that if a person did an Issa of Atzmona on Shabbos, if he's allowed to eat it. If it says in Kuf Vov, She'iniach b'Shabbos Tov Amachol Ka'al Gabi Meicham V'Tminoi B'Oifin O'osu. What did he do? He put on the urn, on something which is on the fire, he went and put a food and he covered it over in a way that you're not allowed to do it. What have you done? You've got underneath the thing which you made and covered it over with, it's got a makor from heat. It's got heat coming from underneath it. So we take on, like the Rishonim who say, that since you've got the heat underneath it, it's got an issa to go and cover it. Even though that the cover is not adding on heat, since the heat comes from underneath it, it is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. It's considered Dava HaMoisif Hevel. And you did it even on Shabbos. We say you're not allowed to eat it. That's what he says in the, on top. He says you're not allowed to eat it. Underneath, it brings down Behemoth, some reasoning to say maybe but he ever if you did it you're allowed to eat it. But even though he still takes on that the loch is you're not allowed to eat it. Well, if it comes a loch lamaisa, maybe you can ask a rav, because there are some poskim who want to say but he ever you're allowed to eat it. So the Orech HaShabbos takes on and you're not allowed to eat it. The im hits min akshit kareh because the yes, poskim shetius b'zeh. The chaznish osa. But Mr. Brewer holds that if you go and take away the what you gained out of this ma'aser Shabbos, to go in our case, the ma'aser Shabbos doesn't allow you to go and use the heating from it. You did hatmona, which added on heat. So if you take the heat which was made by this hatmona, says the Mishnah Brura, the Primary Godim, that it's considered keilu you didn't do anything because you're not gaining out of it. There is a from knas for doing something on Shabbos, which is also only gained out of it. We say you're not allowed to gain. If you did something which you don't, you're allowed to do that. So says the Mishnah Brura, if you go and take away the heat, or you wait till it gets cold, or you put it in the fridge to make sure it gets cold again, no difference. If the heat which was made because of the issa went away, then it's considered hatzmon, and then you haven't done anything because it's gone away what you did.
Therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's allowed. The Chazanish does not allow it. Umotsuhu sham shemoytzin dva machu mamakare, umeneach oysa agave amecham. It's very, very common that the person takes our food from the fridge, put it onto the mecham, onto the water, onto something which is on the gas, on the electricity. They've shot the minutes. If he went now and covered it over, then it covers it over in a way that covers it, considered that tumama. Ain't that in the Chazal? So he said that's what he said before. You should go and eat the food. After that, Matema now, even according to the people who said before that you're allowed to, that this you're not allowed to go and eat the food. It's you're not allowed to go and eat the food. As in Yachzeh Tamachal, the Mekareh, Achi Yachzeh Kol Achom, Shekibel Yisav, Yachol Me'at, the Loshav L'cham, and Boi Beis Namuta. L'chav Nis, Shedlet Tamachal, Shovel Nehet. What do you say? If you go and you take the food out of the fridge, and you put it on the, then you know, and what will happen if you covered it over when you're not allowed to? Then the Loshav is, you're not allowed to eat it, but you can put it back in the fridge, and then it gets cold again. And then, according to the Mr. Brewer, you're allowed to go and eat it. Because you gained out of this Hatmana, which is a Be'ezah. According to the Chazanish, it doesn't allow you to eat it. It doesn't help you. According to the Chazanish, it doesn't help you to make it cold again. Ox, Kuv Zayin. Of Avitmin B'Shabbos, Taf Shel Cham B'Dover She'ein Amos of Heaven. If you did on Shabbos, the Be'ezah from Ein Amos of Heaven, you go can go in, he explains the case. Shahrid the Shabbos Kadeh Me'esh, Vitzmina Bib Godin. Ain't Nasas of Tafshil Bidi Heaven. Shahat Monazu, Ain't Masifa Bachum, Arak Manas Na Tafshil Mitzmin. Wa'imid Bachami Musa, Gashar Yishin. What do you say? He says, if you did Hatmonash Ain't Moist of Heaven the Shabbos, what did you do? You went to put it into a blanket or something like that. It doesn't add on heat, it just keeps the heat not going out. So we haven't gained anything out of it on Shabbos. The law is we don't give a person a knaf not to eat it if he didn't gain out of it. So this person didn't gain, so we say he's allowed to go and eat it on Shabbos, because there's no knaf if he didn't gain out of it.